time now for your comments. First, some corrections. Frank DeFord's commentary on the incoming president of the NCAA referred to Miles Brand as the first college president to be chosen to lead the NCAA. Actually, the first college president to be elected head of the NCAA was James Frank back in 1981. Stanley Huffman emailed us this correction. Madeline Brand's story on investment firms marketing their services to women incorrectly stated that Augusta National was a country club. It is not. It is a golf club. Cynthia Johnston's report on the song Dixie in our Present at the Creation series prompted this letter from Philip Davis of Alamosa, Colorado. He writes, the report implied that Elvis Presley originally wove together Dixie, the battle hymn of the Republic, and All My Trials to make a new song called An American Trilogy. He did not. Songwriter and singer Mickey Newberry originally arranged and recorded An American Trilogy. Davis adds, when Odetta, the great African-American folk singer, heard Mickey perform it in a Los Angeles coffee house in the 60s, she was moved to tears. Mickey Newberry died in September. Our retrospective of the Muppets brought many comments from listeners, including this note from Bruce Davis in St. Louis. His email subject line reads, "The Muppet Show changed my life," with 3 exclamation points. He writes, I was introduced to the Muppets via Saturday Night Live while in high school and became a card-carrying member of the Muppet Show fan club when the show was syndicated. Posters, albums, the whole bit. When I got to college, my fascination with all things Muppet continued. One night at a party, I asked a girl if she would like to come upstairs to listen to my Muppet Show records. Next month, we will have been married for 19 years. Send your messages to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.